Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Siyabonga impela ngegazi esahlanzwa ngalo Tshwane Gospel Choir, bathimadi ijwale. Before sizovala i first hour bazalwane, uyazi ukuthi ke sizothola a powerful word of motivation from umfundisi uthili jokes umfundisi DK. You know ukuthi lapho sithola khona i motivation ukuthi nje siwazi ukuthi sikusize sikuphakamise ekakhulukazi emphefumulweni ngoba usuku nosuku luphetho okwalo bazalwane. So awazi ukuthi kusasa lizobele kuphatheleni, so kungcono ukuthi ke ube ready ukuthi yabona if ziba khona ivunguvungu zokwazi ukuthi ke ngimele. So thola lamazwi ukuthi azokukhothaza ukwazi ukuthi ungene ya uvuselekile emoyeni. Asindlule ngala bese ke ngiyamlanda umfundisi DK.
Radio Pulpit 657 AM, umngani wabo bonke abadi ngokukhuthazwa. Silalele ku-app yethu noma ku-radiopulpit.co.za.
Become active. Active in faith. 657 AM.
Tapelo ya motho yo lokileng ena le matla. Tswela pele go rapelela Radio Pulpit moshumong o re o dirang Afrika Borwa le ka ntlhagamelwane ya yona.
It's about to go deep kwamanje bazalwane njoba sizothola imotivation ku Pastor DK. Mfundisi sawubona.
Sawubona sesimahle, ninjani namhlanje?
Hayi, siphilile, akukho esicomplaina ngakho. Amen. Yo, angazi ukuthi ngithina, angazi ukuthi ngikhale or ngithi I'm sad because today ilanga lethu lokugcina. Njoba yeah, njoba sivala u-October, but yo, I'm so happy ukuthi nje usiphe isikhathi sakho and uyazi nje wasibusisa kule nyanga yonke, 4 weeks yonke le. So
wow.
Siyabonga kakhulu uNkulunkulu ngawe.
Thank you so much, my sister. I'm grateful to God also for the time that I've spent with you. I've really enjoyed it. It has been as much as it was me who was doing or giving the inspirational messages.
Mm-hmm.
But I myself have been strengthened. I myself have been ministered unto.
Amen.
So I am so grateful to God for these past weeks.
Wow. So, today was Pateleni ke njoba sivala.
All right. Today, njoba sivala, in my heart and in my spirit, I want to leave abaphulaphuli. First of all, greetings to all the listeners.
Amen.
Afternoon. Yes. I would love to leave you with this charge, which I am praying that it will not just carry you for this week, but even beyond this week. Until it's your value, yaga, and hopefully even beyond the year. And it is from the words of Jesus in the book of John, chapter 13, verse 17, where Jesus says there to his disciples, "Now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you do them." Now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you do them. So for these past 3 weeks, we have been receiving these messages of inspiration, these messages of motivation, these nuggets and teachings and principles from the Word of God, and I want to believe that it is God Himself who has been speaking to us, because we know that as we have been drawing these from God's Word, We know that scripture, all scripture has been God's breath. It is inspired by His Spirit. So whenever we are sharing something from the Word of God, it is God Himself who is speaking to us. So Jesus, after teaching His disciples a very important lesson, He says to them, now that you know these things, it's almost as if He's saying, it would have been better for you if you did not know these things. But now that you know them, you must make sure that you do them. Because if you do them, your blessing will come, not from the knowledge of these things, but from the doing of these things. So it will not help you to receive motivation every week if you are not going to do what you are being taught, or you are not going to put into practice the principles that are being passed unto you. Your blessing lies in you doing these things. So all of these good messages that we are bringing, and even the ones that are going to come after this session that we are having now, and even with the men and women that will be speaking to you for the next couple of weeks and months, what will help you is not only to be inspired or motivated by what they are saying, but that you do them, you take action. So this is what I want to give you and what I'm leaving you with, that take action. Now, there is something, Sis Mache, and I would say that it is a spirit. It is a spirit of disguising, not being active, because we are saying that we are waiting on the Lord. A lot of people don't do anything, hiding behind waiting on the Lord. I am waiting on the Lord. So, excuse me, we find ourselves delaying God's plan for our lives. We find ourselves delaying the purpose that God has for us because we are waiting on the Lord. But I found something very interesting about waiting on the Lord. And I found it in the book of Isaiah, chapter 4, verse 31. There, the word of God says, but those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up with wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary. They shall walk and not faint. Who is this person that the Bible is talking about who is going to run and not be weary, is going to walk and not faint? It is the one who waits on the Lord. So in waiting on the Lord, I am not waiting and sitting down. I am waiting doing something. I am waiting taking action. I am waiting pursuing what God has called me for. I am waiting whilst I am in pursuit. I am waiting on the Lord whilst I am being obedient to what He has commanded me to do. I am not waiting, doing nothing, looking around and saying I am waiting on the Lord. No, but the scripture says those who wait upon the Lord, those ones, they shall renew their strength. In other words, my waiting on the Lord It is for me to draw strength from him so that my strength can be renewed in order for me to mount up with wings like eagles. That means by waiting on the Lord, I am drawing strength so that I can be in motion. I am not waiting to say God is going to give me an instruction next week, or God is going to tell me what to do after a couple of months. No, God has already told me what I need to do. Jesus says, now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you do them. You have the word of God. You will be blessed if you do it, if you are a doer of the word of God. You've got preachers and ministers who are speaking over your life, and so you have knowledge. There is something that you know. You will be blessed if you do it. But if you sit down and not do anything, what is the opposite of being blessed? It is being cursed. So when you are not putting this into practice and you are just sitting down, what you are doing is that you are gathering curses for your life. But for you to be able to shake off the curses from your life, you need to act. You need to do. You need to pursue. As I close, there is a time when Moses and his army, they had gone out to fight a battle, and they left their families and the children and the wives and everything at the camp. When they came back, they found that they have been ambushed, and their families were taken. Their possessions were taken. Everything was taken. Things were burned down. It was a chaos, and he was devastated. And so he inquired, what should we do? And the prophet said, pursue, for God will grant you success. Pursue, and God will cause you to overtake them, and you will recover all that you have lost. I want to say to you, Mpulapuli, this afternoon, that whatever that God has put in store for you, what he has called you for, pursue, and you will recover all. If you are sitting there and saying that you have lost so much, you have lost hope, there are things as ulahlekeleyo, you have lost your joy, you have lost the love that you used to have, you have lost motivation, I want to say to you, it's time for you to rise up and pursue. Pursue what you know that God has called you for. Pursue what you believe that God wants you to achieve and God wants you to attain. You will be blessed if you do these things now that you know them. You will be blessed. Your blessing does not lie on you shouting every Sunday, I receive, I receive, I receive. Your blessing lies in you taking action. When you take action, you shake off every curse on your life and you attract blessings to your life. Amen.
Amen and amen. Now that you know those things, Zenze, ngoba you will be blessed. So mfundisi ukhulume indaba la wathi take action, ungalaleli kuphela bese ke awi apply lento, especially uma kuyinto ezokukhulisa, into ezokwakha, ithathe uyilalele bese uyayi apply empilweni yakho, ubuke nje ukuthi ingashintsha kanjani impilo yakho, ngoba ukulalela kuphela bese awu act angeke ukusize ngalutho lokho. And yo, ukhuluma enye into ebalekile kakhulu lana, ukuthi you know, izwi likaNkulunkulu lihleze lisiyala, liyasiyala ungafunda nanoma ukuphi. Izwi likaNkulunkulu liyasho ukuthi sithobele uNkulunkulu, uthi asilithobele izwi lakhe. You know, uNkulunkulu uthi khuleka ungaphezi, pray without ceasing. Ngezinye zezinto athi asizenze ngoba uyazi ukuthi uma uzenza lezi zinto umphumela wazo uyini. Uma ethi funa kuqala umbuso wami, he knows ukuthi ama rewards kuba yini lapho ufuna khona yebo umbuso wakhe. Yo mfundisi inamandla kakhulu. Angazi ukuthi in closing kukhona nje uthanda ukuthi uvale ngakho.
In closing, it's exactly as you are saying, that when we are taking action, it is not just us taking action, but we are being obedient.
Yeah.
We are being obedient to the word of the Lord. And if you study scripture very well, there is always a blessing that is attached to being obedient. Obedience goes with blessings. Disobedience goes with curses. So it is your choice, Okuti, which one are you going to choose? But I'm sure we can all agree that it is better to choose to be obedient. I'd love us, Umphulaphuli ekhaya, as we are closing, I want you to make a declaration and speak this over your life so that it will be planted in your spirit and your heart. I'd love you to repeat these words as a declaration over your life. We are declaring now that what we know, we will do it. So let's make the declaration and say, I am a doer of the word and not a hearer only. I take bold, faith-based action toward my purpose. I use my gifts to serve and uplift others. I am an agent of transformation in my generation.
Yeah.
And lastly, I will finish what I start by the strength and grace of God.
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen and amen. Yo, mfundisi wami siyabonga kakhulu. Uyaza ngazi ukuthi ngikubonge kangaki. Yes, siyabonga kakhulu ukuthi usimotivate. And ke uma ungasekho la emoyeni bakuthola kuphi, bakuthola kanjani?
All right, if adikho emoyeni, they can connect with me on Facebook. Thembi Nkosi Dike. That is my Facebook account. We can connect there. I'm also available on Instagram at TD Jokes. That is my handle on Instagram. And for those who are more on the professional side, business side, we can also connect on LinkedIn, Thembi Nkosi Dike. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, Mfundisi. Ngiyazi ukuthi usimotivatile, wasi encourage. Ungakwazi ukuthi ushiye nge smile, nge laughter before hamba.
Just a quick one.
Yeah.
This one is fresh again because it just happened this morning in Konzweni. It was during worship. So they were singing a song then, sort of this beautiful worship song. Eti amazu la tembelona na tisi tembelona. When it carries on, it says gamelise, gamelise. So as we were singing this song, I was very serious. I'm always serious at church.
Yeah.
But I couldn't help but think. hey, the Lego Miti Amazulu Atendelona.
Yeah.
I so wish Bangaba specific when it comes to this second part.
Yeah.
Because this second part iti nati sitendelona.
Uh-huh.
Difuna batinda Amazulu Atendelona. kanti namaxhosa athembe lona bangathi nathi sithembe lona why yeah. Then you never do the bag of mention of a cause and never cause and that is the law.
Not only AmaZulu, yeah. That's a good one, yeah. Thank you so much for this good to share your laughter.
Thank you so much. Be blessed. Can I also have a bath for that food?
Bless you, Mfundisi. Thank you, ngikhiphela ngalo mhlabelelo ka futhi mhlongo othi othintwe nguwe ngeke ahlale enjalo uNkulunkulu uyamshintsha umuntu. Bless you, Mfundisi.
Radio Pulpit 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.